sweetest friends. The shir should be especially schus rabbi normi rossi shirchu. The schus nachagita basruchain sibuchot zechalatse, schus moshe ben peshadina, and moshe ben malka. We're going to be discussing the deed of mechikas Hashem and the sefer Torah Zev. Simon Mem Aleph writes Hagon or Moshe Mordechai Schulzinger, Zecher Tzadik Levracha, as follows. Hinei b'zichroni shesiper li kvot dodi mori v'rabi agoin at tzadik rev Zev Dov Chechik. Lefnei ke'esrim v'shtayim shana. So I remember that my uncle, one of the gedolei gaone tzadikei Yerushalayim, rev Zev Dov Chechik, Shenichnas Echad b'Yerushalayim, somebody came in Yerushalayim, he didn't tell me who it was. Lefnei Nezer HaKodesh Rashki B'Haga Gris HaLevi Schus Yogen Alayni, in front of the head of all of the exiles. That's a title, an honorific title. Rashki B'Hag, the Gris. So somebody came before the Gris of Brisk, and he asked him, what's the din if somebody's mochek tzas min Hashem? Echa din mochek miktzas min ha'os shel Hashem HaKadosh. What's the din if somebody erases a little bit of Hashem's holy name? Not erasing the whole thing. He's just erasing a little bit of it. What does this mean? Ba'ofen shadayin suras ha'os olav. It still has suras ha'os. It still looks like a yud, or it still looks like a hey. You just erase part of it. What's the din? Is this considered mechikas shem Hashem? Shehaisa rechava v'nato me'arochav, o aruka v'nato me'arech. It was. Wide and he took a little bit from the width. It was long and he took a little bit of the length. But this letter is still there. Is this considered mechikas Hashem or is this not considered mechikas Hashem? Immediately, the brisker Rav responded, "Shedover ze aser, no sale." The logara hain miktzas haos hanimchak me'anit palam l'Hashem el'acharav sheish al ze iser mechika shekvar kitshem Hashem. What's the din if somebody writes Elokeichem? So the Elokei is Shem Hashem, but the Chem is not Shem Hashem. So the shayla is this mechika considered a mechika? Is it aser to erase the chem? And the answer is that it is aser. That's called mitpalam l'shem la'acharav. That it's connected to shem Hashem from behind, afterwards. In other words, the Elokei already was holy, and then the chem that he writes, the chem, that is mitzarev to shem Hashem, and it's holy. You're not allowed to erase that. Why? Because the shame was mekadesh them. It has kedushas Hashem. Im kein hu adin, same would apply v'olai filo koshkem, maybe even more, because here we're talking about the shame of Hashem be'atzma. B'mochek miktzas me'osios Hashem be'atzma. If somebody erases a sum of the letter, a part of the letter, it's still going to look like a hey, but he took a little bit of the width or a little bit of the length. But nevertheless, this little bit that was erased was miskadei shalidei Hashem. So that's miguf osios Hashem. This is part of Shem Hashem. And memela, there's an iser mechika. That was the answer of Kvod Moran Mibrisk Suchuso Yogen Aleinu. And then Rabbi Schulzinger writes in brackets, Kamuvan, Shuvasa haisa bekitzer aser kamona tepalam la'acharav. So he just said four words, tarnished. I don't know, he said it in Yiddish, probably. But he said it's aser like an etpalam la'acharav. And then Rav Chechik expanded and explained what he meant. That just like an etpalam la'acharav, you're not allowed to erase because it was sanctified. It's part of Shem Hashem. So too Shem Hashem Atzmo is Hashem Hashem. I always like to say the joke that it says not to eat egozim on Rosh Hashanah because egoz is b'gematria chet. So stay away from egozim, stay away from cashews on Rosh Hashanah. But chet is also b'gematria chet. So you should stay away from sin on Rosh Hashanah as well. So don't erase the nitpalim and l'ashem la'acharav. The echem, or for example, or Elokeinu, the new, don't erase that, because that's connected to Shem Hashem. It was sanctified by Shem Hashem. So the Shem Hashem itself, you certainly shouldn't erase. So Rav Chechik continues relating to his nephew, Rav Schulzinger. That the Shoel, the one who asked this question, this unidentified questioner, says that the Minchas Chinuch doesn't write this. And then, V'amar Rabbeinu S'chus Yogen Aleinu, and then the Brisker Rav said, Minchas Chinuch! With awe, b'chol, hadrus v'yiras hakavod, with great awe and reverence, Minchas Chinuch! They brought the Sefer Minchas Chinuch and they opened it up to Mitzvah Tov Lamed Zayin V'zeh Lashon Kacho V'nira Da'al Kolpanim Eino Chiyuv Rak B'machak Os Mena O D'Makalkel Hashem L'Gamre O D'Nikro Hashem Acher Ava B'machak K'tzas Min Ha'os V'adayin Ha'os Nikr K'gon She Ha'os Aruch Orocha V'Vikatzro V'adayin Tzuras Ha'os Olav Lo have mochik klal, kevin da Hashem nikra yafe, ma'ichbas ze lo have ibud klal. Ve'im b'sefer mishas chacham shkasa filu kol shel yud chayiv. Haynu ovchi is kalkel haya. The Rashi kedisle Rabbeinu Tam kedisle. Advar matikin. Haynu ovchi is kalkel. Excuse me, she is kalkel ayud. Rashi kedisle Rabbeinu Tam kedisle. Advar matikin. Bo be'ino makalkel klal b'vade ino aser klal. Kenira Pashut. Ad kan lashon amin chaschinuch zechuso yogein aleinu. So the Minchaschinuch writes that you're only chayiv on mechikas Hashem if you erase a letter or you're makalkel Hashem, or it's written differently, it's read differently. But if you're moche k'tzas min ha'os and the os is still nicker, for example, it was a long letter and now it's a little shorter, it was wide, it's a little bit more narrow. It still has suras os. That's not mochek. Not like the Brisker Rav. Why? Because Hashem nikra yafe. You can read Hashem's name very well. So what do we care? Ma'ichbas. That's not considered ibud. And not that the Minchas Chachamim writes afilu kot shel yud chayiv. That's when the yud is going to be miskalkel. When you ruin the yud. But if it's still read as a yud, and it's Beseder, it's not called Mechikas Hashem. V'nei B'tchila, continues Rav Schulzinger, Omar Moran mi Brisk, Zchuso Yogen Aleinu Kanal, Rak mi Svara. Aval Acharei Shiroz, Divrei Kotro Shalom Minchas Chinuch, Hosif Moran, Zchuso Yogen Aleinu, Gam Raya L'mashe Omar. Originally, the Brisker Rav spoke from Svara. That's his logic, and the Brisker Rav's logic was a starker logic, right? We're not talking lav kat lekanya ba'agmam. We're talking about earlier. We're talking about the Brisker Rav. But after he saw the holy words of the Minchas Chinuch, Hosif Moran Zchusa Yogen Aleinu, like Rav Schulzinger. Rav Schulzinger has such farbrent mit the Ahavas Torah. He's burning with Ahavas Torah and with Kavod HaTorah. So it's amazing. This is a biography of Rav Schulzinger, of Moshe Mordechai. Amazing to read about him, to read his Svarim. Ay, 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 ay. Ah. Schuse Yogen Aleinu. What a big, big gong. Aval Acharei Shira Divrei Kol Shel Minchas Chinuch. So the Brisker Rav added a raya le'isser. And that's what the Torah writes in Yeridei Anocha Sefer Torah at the end of Siman Reish Ayin Vav. Yesh bo devik bo osios Hashem, yesh lo legoruro. That if the osios of the shame are connected, he should scratch it off. And the Beis Yosef writes that his makor is from the tshuvas harosh in Klal Gimel Siman Yud Aleph. V'kach kosev amordechi v'alochas ktanas beperek hakoymetz. Omer ri shem hidbik os shel shem yachol limchok. Afal pida azhara lemochek sham milot hasun ken hatikun hu v'shari ad kan lashana Beis Yosef b'shem amordechi b'shem ari. So again, if the osios of Shem are connected, then you should scratch it off and make them disconnected. And the Beis Yosef writes that the makor of the tour is from the Rosh and the Tshuvas and Kal Gimel and Siman Yod Aleph, and so writes the Mordechi and Ochas Ketanas and Perek HaKoymetz. And the Re says, I'm quoting now the Mordechi, that if he was mad because shel Shem, he could be Moichek. Even though there's an Azhara for Moichek, Mishmilo Tasun came. Hatikun Ushari, this is called the Tikun, because there's a dibuk of the Osios, not a dibuk that went into somebody and now the person's acting like a Meshugana. That's a different type of dibuk. That's two dinim and dibuk. This is a dibuk of Osios. The two Osios are together, and you're allowed to scratch off a little bit of the Osios in order to separate the two letters, because the Azhara is Milo Sasun Kain. Don't do this. Don't destroy like you would destroy Avoid the Zara. Don't destroy Shem Hashem. Don't destroy Dvarim Shebekedusha. But Tikkun is Mutter. You're allowed to be Metaken. Ad Kan Lashon HaBeis Yosef. So now, Kimt for the Shaila. We have a question here. Why did the Re have to give a reason HaTikkun HuVishari? Why doesn't he say, Pashi, you don't have to come out to Tikkun. It's not Mechika. When you're Megarer, the Negiah Ba'osio is Hashem, the Osios remain Bishle Musan, and everything is cool. So you didn't do anything. It's not called Mechika B'chlal. No. The Mashmos of the Re is, it's Mechika, but it's Mechika Hamuteres. Because it's for a Tikkun. Now this doesn't stem with the Minchas Chinuch. According to Minchas Chinuch, it's not Mechik at all. So why does he have to come on to this? That it's a Tikkun. It's not a Mechika. Elamai. Ela korchach muchach me'ari. Shegam ze ma'isa Mechika yikare. That's called a ma'isa Mechika. Just scratching off part of the letter. It's called a Maisa Mechika. And the whole head there to be Gorer and Igiyah Ba'osios Hashem is because it's a Tikkun, otherwise it would be Aser. So that was the Rai of the Brisker Rav for his Shita, that even scratching off part of the letter is Aser. Because otherwise, why do we have to come on to the fact here that it's a Tikkun when the two letters are connected? Just say that it's not Mechika because the letter is still there, you still have Tsuris Os. Elamai, even if you still have Tsuris, it's called Mechika. And yet it's Mutter only because of a Tikkun. So that's the beautiful raya that the Brisker Rav gave. He had all the covered hadras covered for the Minchas Chinuch, but Torah's MS. V'nei lefnei kishvuayim nodali b'shem goyin echad shlita she'enocheach b'zman sheshol ha'shol anal sheshol anal mi'mamar mi'brisk v'omra goyin anal sheshol ha'ya kvod dodi ha'goyin etzadik v'vzov dev chechik. The person asking the question was the person who told this story. By the way, this is Rav Chechik. His father was the Mishamesh of Rav Kook. Put out a little countries of stories about Rav Kook's tzidkus, Mamesh HaMalach Hashem. But it's interesting that his children became very big gaonim and briskers. But he was by Rav Kook. He was Mishamesh Rav Kook. He was. Rav Kook asked him to give him Malkus and Erev Yom Kippur. That was his chap. Shmeis, Shmeis, you said to him, hit me hard. He didn't know what to do. The tzaddik Hador HaMalach Elokim Tzvakos is saying, give me Malchus. Al Kolponim, Rav Chachik himself, who told the story, was the one who asked the question. Tochazi goydolan v'sanusoy v'chasidusoy. Come and see his great anova, his great chsidus. Shelo rotzel esaperli shehu haya shoel. He didn't want to tell me that he was the guy asking the question. Migodel tzniusa, because maybe he'll say, oh, it's a good question. It's a shina shaila. Are you allowed to scratch off a little bit of Shem Hashem if the name is going to remain, if it's still going to have tzura sos? Beautiful question. So he didn't want that I should think that it's him who asked a beautiful question and that he's the one who showed the minchas chinuch to the brisker rav. He was just, his very gentle soul was disgusted by this. That they asked in front of you. He said it derech anava, they asked in front of me. So you see this anava b'dibor, it's not only as a feeling anava. You don't say they asked me this question, they asked you the question. Derech anava, Rashi, Shabbos 152a, Dibor mas lok balnu panecha lok balta panai, derech anava ka'omar lei. Also, you see that there's an inyan of speaking b'derech anava. It has to be, it's speech. It's only speech. But Rashi says, derech anava ka'omar lei. It says there, omar lei Rebbe, the Rebbe Shimon ben Chalafta. Rebbe said, Shimon Chalafta, b'nei mag lo akbal panecha. How come you were in makbil, you are panim, b'regel. K'derech shekbilu avoysa el avoysecha. Like my avos were makabel your avos. So Rashi says, he didn't mean why weren't you makabel your panim? Why weren't you makabel my panim? But you see, at another b'dibur, he didn't want to say, why weren't you makabel my panim? Why didn't you come visit me? So you see this beautiful another b'dibur, Schus Yogan Aleinu, Val Ko Yisrael Amen, Rav Schulzinger ends, Ad Kan Me I Say For Our Now. So we have a beautiful Shina Maisa with the Heilige Brisker Rav, and you see his gaonus. And you see the tzidkus of Rav Zev Dov Chechik, Zecher Tzadik Livracha, and you see that that he was the son of the Shamas of Rav Kook, of the Gabbai of Rav Kook. So it mamish all of Kal Yisrael is holy. Rav Kook, the Brisker Rav, they didn't have exactly the same hashkafas, but they agreed on most things. They agreed that Hashem Hu Elokim, they agreed you have to have Avmidas, they agreed you have to keep 613 commandments, they agreed that the Gemara is holy, they agreed that you have to. They ain't on Novado, they agreed that everything. They agreed you have to learn the Rambam, you have to understand the Rambam. They agreed that you have to bow down and modim. They agreed. Medina, not 100%. Anyway, Rav Kook wasn't around when there was a Medina, unfortunately. He was ready Nifter. So we see this beautiful story now. There's a Hemshech in the Sefer Niv Menachem, which is written by the Gaon Rav Menachem Mendel Chechik. And he's marich in this shaila, a little bit of arichus, not too long. So if Hashem gives us life, then in the next shir, we will see hopefully what he says, b'li neder, in a coming shir. Please stay tuned. But in the meantime, we have before us a beautiful little shtikel Torah with a story, and we have musar, we have lamdas. We have halacha, we have everything you need. Terrific. Okay, there's a ton more to say. It's a very, very huge sugya. So please, thank you so much for listening, and please stay tuned to Mirtz Hashem for more delicious goodies. Shalom, shalom, sweetest, and husband, beloved friend.